When I was 5 years old, I fell off a boat in my godmother's lake because I was holding onto the rail too hard. My older sister says I was underwater for only enough time to just about avoid death by drowning, but I remember sinking all the way down to the bottom, where I saw creatures I still don't recognize to this day. Some of them spoke to me. I don't think I was the same thing I was before by the time they pulled me out, but maybe that's not such a bad thing. I've realized recently that it doesn't really matter. I've been running for a long, long time. For years. I know I can't find what I'm looking for. And I've wasted so much time. But I don't regret a thing. I've changed. I've done so much, seen so much. I've slept weeping and weeping I've waked. Tears like you wouldn't believe. But laughter too. So much laughter. So much love. I thought my body was different. I thought I could never die. But now I know. I know the truth. My head hurts, but I know the truth. I know that love is the only thought and pain is the only feeling. And I'm ready to dance. I don't know what happened to me, but I don't really care anymore. One day I was asleep, another awake. So what? All I've ever wanted was to move to the music, to be at a party that never ended. They used to chase me with hammers down the street. Boo-hoo, right? But I'm okay. I would have liked to lose it all with you. I would have liked to lose myself. Lose myself the way I used to long ago. Back when I still had some life left in me. I would close my eyes and be in a great big forest. Or on an empty beach at sunrise. Or in some strange and beautiful city. It's nighttime, but the birds are singing. The streets are dead, but they look great in the moonlight. I'm just walking along them. I'm looking for something to love, but it's not that big a deal. It's raining, but I'm all right. I'm just walking. I'm ready. I'm ready to move.
You are listening to Mind Funnel Radio. This is CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Coming to you live from unceded Gidumdun territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation.
It's been real. Goodbye.
This is Mind Funnel Radio. Got a screw loose? This hour's for you. This is your favorite hour of heavy, sometimes disturbingly heavy metal. It's weird, it's raw, it's grating. But first, listeners, beware. Some of the content you're about to hear may contain profanity. Viewer discretion is advised, and let's get going.
No!
I always forget to introduce myself. My name is Torbjorn, and you're here on Mind Funnel Radio. Some things you can look forward to in the next hour is listener questions. It's a new segment I'm introducing to my show in the second half, listener questions. So far, just submitted by WhatsApp and Instagram, but look out for that, and I'll see if I can get a form working on the site for more listener questions. Those are pretty funny. And then I'll do a couple shout-outs at the end of my show, because some people might be online, and some people let me know they're online. That's pretty cool of you. Again, thanks for tuning in, the worst show ever.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing out there? Smithers and beyond. Hope you're driving safe in your car. If you're driving tonight, it's been snowing a bit. Drive slow. If you're driving, if you're coming in from the east, once again, sorry about the weird signs. I'm gonna try to apologize for the signs as much as I can. We know they're weird. we know they're weird, but we deal with them. We also kind of love and hate them at the same time. Those first few songs you heard, the first one, introduction, was Headache with The Party That Never Ends. After that, you heard Strapping Young Lad, Underneath the Waves, one of my favorite bands out of Vancouver, the album City, from the late 90s, 97, 98, 99. Strapping Young Lad, great Vancouver band, Devin Townsend, he's my man. After that was Fire Breather, Our Souls, They Burn. And then you just heard Ken Mode, Doesn't Feel Pain Like He Should. Ken Mode is a band out of Vancouver, hardcore band out of Vancouver, been playing for a long time. I don't listen to a lot of them, but discovered them a couple months ago just through the mixes on Spotify and what have you, and I thought they were pretty sweet. Up next, we've got something a little bit different. Along the lines of this song, this is Botany with Televangelists. I'm going to slowly introduce a little more weird, deep, heavy electronic music. So that's what's coming up next before we jump back into the metal. We'll be right back.
to the darkness where the oil showers the rain on me, this harvest of darkness you sow, born of this harvest into the darkness. Fear from my tracks far behind.
Oh. Apologies for the awkward pause there. As promised. Can answer some listener questions after my first show. Tour. Listener one says, Why are you so bad at selfies? Why does it look like you're disarming bombs every time you take a selfie? I don't know, that's kind of mean. I don't know why. Do I look concerned in my selfies? Follow up to that, I now have a personal selfie trainer, and we're gonna be meeting, you know, hopefully bi-weekly, and then with quarterly reports to assess the status of my selfie game, my selfie stees. Question from a fan after my first show tour. Is this your bedroom voice? Wouldn't you like to know? Another cool question was, do you have special abilities that help you to understand lyrics and metal songs? Excellent question. I think metal and its vocals are an acquired taste. I may have acquired that taste over the years. I think maybe I've acquired some ability to hear a little bit more and understand, but I think I just put it together. I hope for a context, and I try to understand. I'm usually wrong. I look up the lyrics. I like to read the lyrics along to see where I've gone wrong. I'm usually wrong. All right, keep the questions coming. They usually come in through Instagram or WhatsApp.
Down, down, down before your eyes.
Let's not forget to thank our sponsors here on CICK, 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. I'd like to thank our silver sponsor, Mountain Eagle Books, longtime sponsor of the station. Thank you very much. Visit Mountain Eagle Books for your great selection of used books, coffee, snacks, calendars, gemstones, and generally a pretty cool atmosphere, pretty chill place to be. And we've got a couple more Canadian artists coming up for you before we go back to some punk rock. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Thanks for hanging in there. Might be a lot. but that's the idea. I want to try to get my listeners accustomed to some punk rock and metal and different style of music that you might not normally hear, and get some of those themes out there as well. Maybe some less popular metal themes, like, I don't know, Satanism. Get some Satan out there. And next song we've got coming up is from Ashes Rise with Reaction. All right, just a few minutes left of Mind Funnel Radio. Hope you guys have had fun. I've had fun. It's funny in here. This is The Art of Noise with Who's Afraid of the Art of Noise. Before that, you heard Barn Burner with Gate Creeper. And before that was Reaction, Ashes Rise. Bit of hardcore with the D-beat drum beat. Actually, the reason I added that song, Reaction, was it's got this beat that I'm currently studying, playing drums, and it's called the D-beat, which was made popular in the sort of early 80s, throughout the 80s, just a hardcore drum beat that is still used these day in punk rock and hardcore. It's very recognizable. Anyway, I found it interesting. My name is Torbjorn. Mondays 8 to 9, CSCK Radio, 93.9 FM. We got one more here, Bison with Tantrum. And that'll finish it off for the night. Bison is actually a band from BC, and they came up and played live. They played in Smithers a handful of years ago, 2018 or 2019. They played at the Legion. It was sweet, it was loud. And it was aggressive, it was very cool. And I haven't seen a metal band or hardcore band up here since then, so I hope we can get more bands like that up here again and introduce them to the North. Thanks for listening.